with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans pushing for a vote today to release the full Justice Department files tied to Jeffrey Epstein. The move follows a bipartisan petition that bypassed GOP leadership last week, setting up a tense showdown on Capitol Hill over transparency and accountability. The Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza has won strong approval at the United Nations. Here's the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
Israel, along with Arab allies of the U.S., was very much involved in the negotiations that went on intensely, leading to the final text of this UN Security Council resolution. And there is, you know, this rejection by Hamas of the resolution, which is really key here. The Palestinian Authority has welcomed the new resolution, but Hamas came out really stressing that it was not ready to give up its weapons without the creation of a Palestinian state.
That is BBC's Yolanda Nell. Passage is a crucial step that provides international support for U.S. efforts to move the devastated territory toward peace following 2 years of war brought on by the Hamas terrorist attack. Indiana homeowner charged with manslaughter and killing of a house cleaner that went wrong, to the wrong address, rather. Boone County, Indiana prosecutor Kent Eastwood says the voluntary manslaughter charge being filed against Kurt Anderson should not be taken as a challenge to the state's stand your ground law.
Based upon the particular evidence and circumstances of this case, we have determined that Kurt Anderson's actions do not fall within the legal protections provided by the Indiana stand your ground law. This case is not about undermining the law, it's about applying the law to the facts of this case. And that is what we intend to prove at trial.
And those comments courtesy of WRTV. It's been slow going once again so far today on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is off by 411 points. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is preparing for a big Christmas concert next month.
It's set to take place December 17th at the Kennedy Center and will feature contemporary Christian musicians, a living nativity, and readings from the Bible. It's the kind of event that President Trump promised to bring to the Kennedy Center when he dismissed board members and changed the focus of the venue earlier this year. The center is a federal government entity, having been established in 1971 as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy and venue for the performing arts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in South Carolina are considering a new pro-life bill. It would ban all abortions unless a woman's life is at risk and eliminates exceptions for rape and incest. Current South Carolina law blocks abortions as soon as the unborn child's heartbeat can be detected. The proposed legislation would also mandate that women who get an abortion and anyone who helps them face time in prison for violating the law. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened with losses again this morning as artificial intelligence-related shares continue to drag markets lower. Computer chip giant NVIDIA, the center of the craze over AI, slid another 1.3% ahead of its earnings report tomorrow. It fell 1.9% yesterday, and this month alone, NVIDIA's shares are down 8.6%. Most other chip makers are also in retreat, with Micron, Intel, and Qualcomm all shedding between 1 and 2%. Amazon lost 1.8%. In the retail sector, Home Depot slid 3.1% after the hardware store chain reported profits that fell short of Wall Street targets. Home Depot also lowered its fiscal 2025 adjusted earnings forecast, but raised its expectations for sales growth. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.